This is episode 1004. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm honored you are here, allowing yourself to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation every single day on this podcast. And each meditation is customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week that we're exploring in depth so that you can really master a quality is how to manage anxiety using meditation techniques. These are techniques you can do if you're sitting down right there on your meditation cushion, getting ready to hear the technique so you can do it in your meditation, or if you're getting ready to go about your day, or maybe you are already going about your day and you're being triggered by stress, and so you could use this meditation technique beautifully, as well as all the other techniques that I share on the podcast. So they're not just for your time on your meditation cushion. They are also for you to take into your daily life. Well, with this Manage Anxiety meditation series, you're going to explore an affirmation today. Every single Monday. This is for a Monday's episode, but you can follow these meditations in any sequence. Even though they're in a series, you can listen to each meditation individually and not feel as though you're missing out on anything if you haven't listened to the whole series. So the affirmation for today to help you manage stress and anxiety is a one word but very powerful word affirmation, and the word is release. And when you say that word, you may be able to feel a sense of relief, as though you're being permitted to let go of your anxiety and to move forward. So this one powerful word, it's easy to remember. You could repeat this when you wake up in the morning. You could visualize your day and think about the anxiety that you're currently experiencing or that may pop up throughout the day, and mentally repeat release. You could also repeat this affirmation before you go to bed at night. Go through your day, run it through your mind, and notice the anxiety that you remember experiencing throughout the day, and repeat release. And as you repeat this affirmation, I want you to keep something in mind. Your mindset is just as important as the word you repeat. So I want to talk a little bit about how I'd like you to think about your anxiety. An episode of anxiety, or maybe you're experiencing chronic long-term anxiety that has been going on for a while in your life, whatever it is, think of it as energy flowing, just as water flows, waves on a beach, the ocean tides. And think about a riptide, this strong current that you can't fight against it. If you're caught in a riptide, you're whipped out to sea, and no matter what you do, you cannot swim yourself back to shore. You have to go with the current and eventually find yourself out of the current. So eventually, you'll be able to make your way out of this strong riptide. The further you go out, away from shore, and to the side of the riptide, you'll kind of swim to the right or to the left of the riptide to find your way back to shore. So, As you do this, you'll make your way safely to shore. The riptide may still be there, but you've made your way around it. You've maneuvered it. You've acknowledged, okay, I'm in a riptide. I can't fight against this. I have to just accept this is a riptide I'm in, but I can maneuver my way around and still make my way back to shore where I feel safe. So think of this as your emotions. When you're experiencing anxiety, it's like a riptide. And no matter how much you fight against it, it doesn't seem to go away. In fact, you can find yourself becoming stuck in a cycle of anxiety. You might be there right now. And if that's the case, what I have seen work incredibly well for many, many people is when you think about other areas of your life where you're feeling pretty good about those areas. The top three stress triggers are relationships, finances, and health. So hopefully you're not experiencing all three of those top stress triggers at once, but you could be, because if you're stressed about relationship or finances, it can affect your health. If you are stressed about your health, this can affect your finances and your relationship. They all work together. But there's going to be something in your life that you feel very good about, that you feel confident about, an area that may be a passion of yours that lights you up. Maybe you're a fantastic parent. So spend as much time as possible with your children. Maybe you're a great partner. You're in a great relationship, but your health is failing. Well, spend time with your partner. This will help your health. Find your support network somewhere. So find that current that's going to make you feel safe and secure and bring you back to a more balanced state where you don't feel so frenetic or overwhelmed by anxiety. And when you do this, you will find that you're much better able to manage your anxiety. So try this as you consider the kind of anxiety you'll be managing this week, that you'll be working your way through, that you'll be maneuvering yourself around. So as you do so, begin with the affirmation, release. Know that you can't keep hanging on to that anxiety. You can't keep fighting it either. At some point, you'll have to release it and allow yourself to drift onward. And you may drift for a while and not really know what to grab onto, but there will be something when you focus on your strengths and positive support around you in your life, you'll find something to lift you up. So consider this as you sit down and repeat the affirmation today. Release, release, release. Repeat it out loud several times, really engaging the power of your voice. Repeat it in a whisper. Repeat it mentally. Take it with you into your day. I can't wait to share tomorrow's episode with you, which is a breathing technique to manage anxiety. And if you'd like a complete guided meditation where I guide you through an affirmation meditation, you can find that over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there I share a brand new 30-minute guided meditation every single day. And you have access to over 1,000 guided meditations there, as well as a journal all about the series and a slowdown guide with all the techniques used throughout the series so that you don't have to remember what was the affirmation, what was the breathing technique. You can download it or keep it open on your browser as you explore a series throughout the week. And you get 2 weeks free of this subscription site. It is about 50 cents per 30-minute guided meditation. So it's a great deal if you'd like to go a little deeper into your meditation practice, or if you're just getting started meditating and you're not really sure how to sit down and meditate. Again, you can find all that at my website at sipandom.com. And one more thing, if you are still here and you have enjoyed this episode, I invite you to leave me a review at iTunes. Those reviews help other people find me, because the truth is that podcasts are ranked according to how many reviews they have. And, you know, I honestly forget to ask for reviews. So I thought I really need to start asking for reviews more often. So I'll be asking for reviews. If you would be so kind, and if you are enjoying these series, please give me a review and rating, your honest review and rating over at iTunes for the Daily Meditation Podcast. I would be incredibly grateful. And always remember that what you're doing for yourself is very important. It can impact all areas of your life. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.